Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Tracy Eden is here, too. Tracy's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, National Marketing Director at Commercial Finance Group. He's a guy who helps small business owners get the capital that they need, working with the business and their financial team to get them the capital they need when they want to grow their business. Or maybe just when they want to survive. Tracy Eden, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Trace, I want you to tell the audience, remind us about how you work with the financial industry, with banks, with other members of the financial industry, I should say. Banks especially, you know, you work with thousands of banks. Remind them how your organization works with them, and then give us an idea about what those guys are telling you. What are those partners telling you about how things are going?
Sure, yeah. CFG started about 40 years ago, and what we do is we work in tandem with the banking community and specifically targeting businesses under $30 million in revenue. And when a bank is unable to provide either enough capital or any capital to a borrower along the lines of working capital, short-term working capital, they will bring us in for the purpose of providing that capital until the bank is able to, the borrower is able to transition to the bank. For a small business that doesn't meet the credit criteria, which a lot of them today are in that boat, because of Dodd-Frank and you know, some of the FDIC challenges. The only option for them is looking to equity, looking to a combination of equity and mezz debt, looking to friends and family money.
Mezzanine development, which tell them what that means.
Well, mezzanine debt is going to be basically like an unsecured piece of, right, of debt that an investment company will come in, put that into the business, but for that they're going to look for a high rate of return, right, and possibly some portion of the debt converts to equity at a later point.
Like a warrant of some kind.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Okay. All right, now go ahead.
So we are kind of an easier alternative for the right type of business to plug in and then at a later point extract when the bank, you know, is now a possibility, or where they've got now their run rate of revenue at a higher rate and it's smarter to do equity at a later point.
And the asset or the collateral that you're looking for is inventory, receivables, contracts, right? Those kinds of things?
Exactly.
Not so much real estate or anything like that, which a bank loves. But
right.
It needs to be something that's basically moving through the system.
And you hit a good point there. Today, banks like things that don't move.
Serial numbers.
That they can drive by and see,
yep,
kick and assess,
yep,
where it,
yep,
is.
Yep.
So we're often able to come in and the bank provides the term piece around the real estate or around the equipment, but they're not comfortable with the working capital.
With the working capital. And we'll talk about that in a minute, but what are those banks telling you as you're talking to banks today about doing business with them? Those are the people who are doing a lot. They're basically your channels, aren't they? They're prospecting for you. How are those prospectors doing for you now?
Well, really, in our situation, the bank is my customer because,
right,
that's who I do repeat business with. We come in and finance a company for a period of time. I may have a client for 2 or 3 years.
Right.
But ultimately, if we do a good job, they're gone.
Right.
In 2 or 3 years, I'm back working with
that
banker.
Is your contract with the bank or with the business?
It's with the business.
That's what I meant. But so they're finding you people that you can do business with. But regardless, what are they telling you now?
They are seeing a real lull, and if not even a downturn in loan demand. And again, we target under $30 million in revenue. So these tend to be community banks, the business banking divisions of regional banks, and or your super regional banks.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're saying that loan demand is down substantially, and the business that they are signing is refinancing deals away from other banks.
Right.
So they're really
cannibalization, poaching. Yeah.
And what that leads to is back to doing some stupid things, getting pricing down to where it doesn't make sense.
So if you need a loan, if you're a qualified borrower, you're in the catbird seat, right?
Exactly.
If you qualify. Exactly. But if you don't qualify, then that's a whole other story. And we're going to talk about some more about this small business financial landscape with our good friend Tracy Eaton after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.